If you'd asked her about her goals for her children, she would have said she wanted us out of there, my mother recalls. She didn't feel that the Jamaican context offered enough. And if the opportunity was there to go on, and you were able to take it, then to her the sky was the limit. When the results came back from the scholarship exam, only my aunt won. My mother did not. That's another fact that my first history was careless about. My mother remembers her parents standing in the doorway, talking to each other. We have no more money. They had paid the tuition for the first term and bought the uniforms and exhausted their savings. What could they do when the second term fees for my mother came due? But then again, they couldn't send one daughter and not the other. My grandmother was steadfast. She sent both and prayed. And at the end of the first term, it turned out that one of the other girls at the school had won two scholarships. The second was given to my mother. When it came time to go to university, my aunt, the academic twin, won what was called a centenary scholarship. The centenary was a reference to the fact that the scholarship was established 100 years after the abolition of slavery in Jamaica. It was reserved for the graduates of public elementary schools, and, in a measure of how deeply the British felt about honoring the memory of abolition, there was a total of one centenary scholarship awarded every year for the whole island, with the prize going to the top girl and the top boy in alternating years.